Do you know what your local wetland has done for you lately? Wetlands function like nature's kidneys, mitigating the impacts of floods and droughts, protecting our communities, and supporting food production. Despite representing 6% of the Earth's surface, wetlands store 33% of the planet's carbon. If you value life, thank a wetland. Learn about wetlands at work with Ducks Unlimited Canada at ducks.ca/wetlands.
You're listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from the unceded and ancestral lands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking people, who have been here gathering, sharing stories and music and culture since time immemorial. I'm Jesse, and today it's just me. Jamie is off playing baseball or doing some other summer activity, so I decided to, well, take us back in time a little bit. Today on the mixtape, I'm going to take you back to July 5th and the Castellano Music and Arts Festival, which happened, well, July 5th on West 4th Avenue in Vancouver. An all-day music and arts festival, a street festival, all sorts of stuff going on, but mainly for my purposes, for our purposes, you and I, and Jamie and Rebecca, who were there also. Music. Lots and lots of local music. An almost exclusively locally sourced music festival, and the few exceptions were not from all that far afield, as you'll find out. So I did a little bootleg recording as we were there, recorded my experiences, and we're just going to walk through it. Well, you don't have to walk. You can sit. I'll do most of the work. And we'll just go through sort of what I experienced with co-host Jamie as we wandered up and down 4th Avenue in, well, it was mostly cloudy, and then it got sunny. And by the time it got sunny, that was about time for us to turn in. So we're going to start with a big chunk of music from Buddy, who are an awesome, what do we want to call it, indie rock, emo adjacent, college rock. It's very Weezer coded, I would say, in a very non-derogatory and entirely complimentary way. Buddy imported from Philadelphia, I believe, but now make Vancouver their home. And Patrick Ferrugia, who we have played both his solo stuff and his work as part of ACPDF and Douse when that was a thing. He's part of the band too, as a guitarist and synth player and backup vocalist and even songwriter now. So anyway, they put on a great set. I really enjoyed it, and we're going to start there from the Burrard stage at Castellano. This is Buddy.
And now we're stuck in the routine. What am I? This day and age, it's, you know, it's hard to keep this thing going in this city. It's really expensive here. So I'm very grateful that festivals like this exist, give art and music a chance, and I'm grateful that all of you are here and making this thing real. So thanks so much. Again, we're called Buddy. This song is called Impatient. It's a single we put out last year. It goes like this.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Vancouver Mixtape here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You just heard a live recording of a few songs by Buddy at Catalano Music Festival this past July 5th, a couple Saturdays ago. I was there with co-host Jamie and just really had a great time watching Buddy and all the other acts that we had a chance to see that day. After Buddy finished, we meandered up the street and ended up at the West 4th stage, which was a little confusingly named, given that all the stages were on West 4th. But playing was a band called Norsu, and they were completely unfamiliar to Jamie and I, which is because they're from Vernon. Yeah, so not quite VanCon, but, you know, we've played bands from the island, bands from the interior, so I'm not going to hold it against them. They showed up and put on a really, really great show, so enjoy this, I don't even really know how to explain it, more indie rock with maybe, the singer is wearing a Me Without You shirt, which is sort of like emo adjacent, almost spoken word on top of math rock stuff. So it's kind of like that. You can decide for yourself. This is Norsu, live from Catalano Music Festival, July 5th, 2025.
I'm gonna make you mine. capital ways to be here. But we got a bunch of family and friends that came to see us. It's really awesome. For family and friends. Sitting on a bus bench, homeless dude in Victoria. He's cool. His name is Big John. I don't know where he is these days, but it was a little while. We had some cool conversations. Shout out, Big John.
That was Norsu from Vernon, BC, live from Catalano, July 5th, this past weekend, if you're listening live. Great time. Really enjoyed their set, and we'll be looking forward to the next time they're in town. They made a bit of a trip to get out to the festival, and well worth it. This is the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm taking you through a FOMO clearing experience as we go back to last week's Catalano Music Festival and listen to some highlights recorded by yours truly, crowd noise, and everything. After Norsu, we wandered up the street for a while and ended up coming to Dower, who, I mean, the music fits the name, I think, just sort of like gloomy post-punk, but it was a great time. They were right by the CJSF and CITR tents, which we shared a tent at the festival, so I got to check in with some volunteers and also just check out some cool music. Dower were playing with a fill-in drummer who had just joined the band 3 or 4 days prior, and their bassist had just gotten out of an extended hospital stay a few days prior, so they threw it all together really quick and sounded great. And as I mentioned to Jamie and Rebecca while we were there, one of the great things about the sort of summer free outdoor music festival is you get the wildest crowds full of all sorts of people that you would never see at, for example, a Dower show, hanging out, dancing to Dower. Pretty cool. Without further ado, this is Dower live from Catalano on the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF.